Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Widows of Nerf. On the show today, we've got probably one of my favorite people in this entire world and a very dear friend, Ashley Taylor, joining us. It's always great to catch up with Ashley because, literally, there's never a dull moment whenever this girl stops by. There's never a dull moment. I talked with Ashley about what she's been up to since the last time she was on, which if you're keeping up, was September of last year. That's crazy. It's been almost a year that she's been on the show, and I'm sure a lot of laughs will be had today. So let's do this. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you say we bring Ashley on air?
Can't wait to start talking to her. Let's go.
And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Taylor to the show. Hey, Ash, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good.
We're doing pretty good for a Monday, Ashley.
Well, that's all I can ask.
Oh, yes,
that
for
you're
a Monday.
Decent on a Monday. Thank you for that beautiful intro. It was very heartwarming. I felt the tears. I was like, oh, one of your favorite people. You guys have
well,
it's true.
I mean,
you're one of my favorite people too, Ashley. In such a short period of time.
I'm honored. I'm always honored. Thank you. You both have both just been so super, super sweet to me for, gosh, years. I really do appreciate both of you. So I'm happy to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Ashley on Thursday night of CMA Fest Week, and I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It was one, even though the bar was not a bar I would recommend to people going in the future, the issue meeting her was made one of the best weeks. Best days of that whole CMA Fest week. So, I hope
well,
you meet
thank
it.
You.
Sure. I'm sorry about that.
You've got a one up on me, Craig. I've never met Ash in person. So,
yes.
That's true.
So,
trust me, if you're flabbergasted now, wait till you meet her in person.
It's going to change one of these days, I guarantee you. But,
just come down to Nashville right now. Just get in the car. And we'll just do our next interview in person is what we'll do. Just get in the car. That's great.
But, like I said earlier, it's been, frankly, way too long since we've caught up.
That is true.
You know, we basically talk every day, whether it's social media or whatever. But I mean, actually physically talking, it's been since September of last year when you were on with our buddy Matt Wynn. So it's been that long since you were on the show.
Oh wow! 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 Yeah, that was almost a year ago. Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it? So. How's life been treating you?
Man, life has been really good. I feel like a lot has happened since the last time you and I talked. If you know, September of last year, I've truthfully just been like really blessed and just insanely busy. I mean, I've been. I think when we talked last year, I think I was just telling you how I basically was riding like 5 to 7 days out of the week, and here we are almost a year later, and I'm still doing that. So I've just been doing a lot of writing. I was able to get kind of get some cool stuff happening music wise, just like, you know, in the songwriting world, kind of had a couple, I had like 20 cuts last year. And then this year, a couple months ago, I can't say who, but I did get my first major artist cut, which was amazing. I cried like
awesome.
A baby. Yeah. I cried like a baby.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's nothing but hard work. So, yeah, I've just been working hard on writing. And like I said, I'm got my first major artist cut, and I'm starting to just meet with publishers for a deal. And I've also done a lot of touring since the last time we talked, like a lot. I think I've been in, oh, my Lord. I basically am pretty much going out of state to travel and kind of play shows about once a month. So kind of like every month at least I'm in a different state, which I love. And I love making new fans or, like, seeing people come out and just, you know, they're like, hey, man, I followed you on social media for years. And, you know, they come to a show. I freaking love that. It's just the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And, you know, like Craig was saying, you know, when he came down for CMA Fest, I didn't play CMA Fest, but it just so happened I was playing at this rundown, nasty old bar outside of town, and he came out to my show, and it was just fun, you know, and I just really enjoy it. But, yeah, and then we're gearing up to release my EP, which I'm super stoked about. Cody, you know that's been a long time in the works.
I think it was last time you were on, things were just barely getting off the ground with that the last time you were on, I think.
Yeah, I kind of did a single like 2 years ago, and then I decided to do an EP, which was a year ago. So that would make sense. And we're actually finishing up the EP right now. We're in the studio with Mr. Pat Lassiter, who is just like, he's so great. He's the guy who's kind of producing and overseeing the project. But, we're doing a whole 7-song EP. So we're kind of basically right now we're just finishing up the final vocals and mixes. And then I'm hoping to have it out kind of towards the fall. So we don't have an exact release date yet, but it will for sure be, you know, before the end of the year, we'll have it out. And I'm very excited for people to hear it.
And
well, I can't wait to hear it too, actually.
Thanks, Craig.
Yes, what will the name of the EP be?
Bakersfield. Because, you know, I know Cody knows this, and I think Craig knows this, too, just because we're all friends and y'all know me. But, yeah, you know, when I kind of sat down and I was making an EP and I was trying to think of, like, you know, what do you name your first EP? You know, and I was just looking at the songs that were on there. And if you listen, if you've ever seen me play live, you kind of know that I really like to write songs that are like true stories that happen to me. And I just like to write it like from the heart and the way that it is. And Bakersfield is the town in California that I was born and raised in. And I wrote a song probably about 3 months after I moved to town, called Bakersfield, after my hometown. And that song just really spoke volumes to me. And I thought, you know, you really can't, you know, as I'm here in Nashville and as I'm kind of working hard towards a goal and trying to work towards my future and push and push, you know, the truth is nobody, no matter what you do, you can't have a future without knowing where you come from and knowing your roots and knowing this is who you are. And so that's why I thought Bakersfield was such a great, you know, title for a first EP, because that's what that song is. It is my life story and a song up to this point. And I mean, that is where I learned, you know, Bakersfield made me who I am. If I was born in any other city in the U.S., I would be a very different person. So 7-song EP. And like I said, I wrote or co-wrote every single song on there. And, I even was able to play some, like, guitar parts and stuff, which is cool. I also brought in a bunch of amazing, like, you know, studio session players, and they just killed it. And like I said, Pat, just recording, engineering, producing it is just awesome. So I'm really excited for folks to hear it.
That's awesome. Now, I don't think we covered this last time you were on, but being a radio host, I listen to a ton of interviews trying to get better at my own craft or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I heard this really interesting question that Dan Rather asked a Kid Rock one time, and I just thought it was just the greatest question probably I'd ever heard. So I'm gonna toss it out to you now. When everything's said and done with your career, and you've won CMA after CMA, which is going to happen for you. What is one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
You know, I think back to I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I think my answer will make sense after I explain it. I remember being 13 years old, sitting in my grandparents' mobile home in their trailer, and I remember watching Gretchen Wilson come flying off of a four-wheeler singing about being a redneck woman. And it wasn't per se what the material she was singing, but it was the way that she presented herself. You know, she was confident. She knew who she was. She wasn't fancy. She was who she was, and she, you know, you are who you are, and that's the way that she was. And I remember as a kid seeing that, and I turned to my mom right then and there, and I said, that is who I want to be when I grow up. And, you know, as I get older and the more you learn about life and stuff, I would love, other than awards and accolades, because those come and they go, and I, you know, I'm excited if I ever get that opportunity to win a CMA or whatever, but I would love to be known as just a role model for artists, and especially for young women, to where you look at my life and you just, everyone can say, you know, she was always so kind to me. You know, I hope that people that I work with and that I, you know, that would work for me, whether it be today in this stage of my career or later on down the road as we get bigger and bigger, would just have nothing but nice things to say and just say that I was a great boss or a great person to work with, that, you know, I left an impact on people's lives, that I was able to help those, you know, with my success, better people's lives. That's what I'd like to be, and just be a great all-around role model, no matter what regard.
You know, and speaking from experience, in some of our conversations, I think I can confidently say this. You are probably one of my dearest friends, even though we've never met in person.
Thanks, buddy. We got to change that meeting in person. But no, I appreciate you, and you're, like I said, you are definitely one of my good friends, and you've been, I think we've been friends for pretty much a long time, and I think this is what, my third time on your show, and you have just supported my music, and you've done so much to help me, and
that.
Yeah, third or fourth or something. So I really do appreciate you.
Yeah. And actually, I was planning to come Friday during that week of the Josie Music Awards, I'm going to come early in a week so I can catch one of your shows and see you.
Oh,
that's how
thank
much
you.
You mean to me.
I appreciate that an awful lot. I look forward to seeing you at one.
Same here.
I'm glad. Craig brought that up. Oh, you're playing at the Josie Awards, aren't you?
No, actually, I'm not. Not that I know of. Unless someone says I'm going to, then I guess I'll show up. And I'll be like, hey, I guess I'm playing. But no, I'm not scheduled to play. I'm show-wise right now, I play a couple writers around in town, usually a week. But I'm honestly really going out of town a lot and playing. I have some shows in North Carolina, Kentucky, and Ohio coming up just in the month of August alone. So I have a lot of shows in the month of August. And then this Friday morning, I actually I get to play down in Kentucky on their news station, which will be pretty cool. So I'll get to play on TV, you know. So, you know, I'll make sure to shower that day and brush my teeth, and maybe I'll even change my guitar strings. You know, gotta look all fancy.
But I'm on your website right now, looking at the shows. Actually, you have three back to back shows, August 3rd and 4th and 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't know how you do it. That would wear me out.
Cody, I ask myself how I do it, and I think the answer just comes down to Jesus and Red Bull. I think that is my answer.
Jesus and Red Bull. I have to remember
Jesus and Red Bull. I think that's the only way I've been able
to. I think Jesus tells you to drink the Red Bull, Ashley.
He probably does.
Possibly.
He probably. I get that vibe. No, I get, dude, I tell you what, if you were to sit down and if you were to look at my schedule, you would go, how is this girl, like, sane, right? Because I do. I keep a very busy schedule, and I like being kept busy, but It does get tiring after a while, but man, I'm telling you, if you go out and, you know, like you can see, like you said, you're on my website and you can see I'm playing 3 back-to-back shows a night and I'm playing for, you know, 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever, you know, and it's all back-to-back. Man, when you get up there, it doesn't really matter. You could be exhausted.
Right.
The adrenaline kicks in and you know, I know that people came to see me and I just want to do my best job and, you know, try to put on the best show I possibly can, you know,
right.
And I try. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm probably not going to forget the words, you know. so, you know, at least my own song or something, because that's just how that works. But no, I just, man, I love what I do. And I think that's how you really know that you're doing the right thing, is because you love what you do. And I don't get sick of it. I don't get tired of it.
I don't know if I told you this or not, but I actually played a little free 4th of July party for a local band. They asked me to sit in and play with them. I did not know this going in, but we played 3 hours. I was exhausted.
Oh my God.
I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
When you're doing 3 hours, Ashley, it's not like you're sitting at a computer and you can take breaks. Really, you have to play pretty much like almost an hour straight before you can maybe take a 10-minute break to do what you have to do. You know, so
it's
a lot more consuming. It's more energy and draining, consuming than versus, you know, like a desk job.
Oh, hands down, for sure, yeah. Well, because, you know, like I said, you know, I go to those gigs and I play, and it's like, you know, I understand that those people either are there to support me, so that makes me want to give them my all and put on the best show I possibly can, or they're people that don't know me and they're just trying to decide if they like me or not. So, you know, it's that whole I want to represent myself well. But, yeah, no, I mean, it is very, very tiring. I mean, I'm in my early 20s, and I've already had to have surgery on both my wrists just from playing guitar so much, you know what I mean? Because I play guitar minimum probably 3 to 5 hours a day, minimum, every single day out of the week, you know? And if you take in shows, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just like you were saying, Cody, like you're exhausted after 3 hours. Well, I'm doing 4-hour sets 3 nights straight, and then that same week I'm playing on the news and I have another show and I'm doing 3 writes that week.
Right.
So, I mean, I play guitar all
day long.
That's
only 8 hours right there.
What was that?
I said, with all that, with all the shows and all that stuff, that's probably 8 hours a day right there that you're playing. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I enjoy it, but yeah, I had to have surgery just from just overusing my wrist, you know. My body was like, what are you doing?
But,
So I had to take a little, break for a little bit.
I love what you said about getting up there and the adrenaline kicks in and you're just zoned out and doing what you do. You know what I mean? Because that's the same way. That's the same way it is with this radio show. As soon as that little on air light comes on, that's it. I'm just totally, I'm in it. Frankly, I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth most times, because that adrenaline is just, you know, it's flowing. I'm in it or whatever, you know. So I totally get that.
Yeah. Like I said, it doesn't matter really whether it's music or a radio show or whatever it is. When you love what you do, you know, you enjoy it, and you kind of just go at it full force, for sure.
Right, exactly. Now, I know, obviously, you're a creative person, obviously. So, what motivates or inspires you?
You know, I think what it is, like I love playing writer's rounds and I love going out and seeing my friends. I mean, like last night, for example, you know, I was at a place here in Nashville called Belcourt Taps, and I was with my friends, and I wasn't playing, but I was sitting there, and I was watching songwriters get up and share songs that they had written, and there were some people that just had some really great songs. And when I hear really great songs, whether it be at some hole-in-the-wall bar, you know, down on Broadway, or whether it be a new song that comes on the radio that's just fresh and new, like, it really excites me. Like, it really, it excites me. So when I kind of just, you know, I just get inspired basically by people being passionate and creating around me, you know, and I think that's one of the really cool things, you know, and I'm sure you guys have seen this because I know you both have visited Nashville before. You know, that's the thing about the city is, you know, you're surrounded by creative people and you're, you know, surrounded by such talent and such people that are just on fire. So for me, I kind of feel like just living here, I mean, it's just so easy to be inspired all the time. I think that's why I work and write as much as I do, is because it's like you're just inundated with it. And it to me, it just motivates me so much. You know, if I lived in another city, I don't know if I'd be as productive. But yeah, just, man, I love seeing people succeed and just kill it. You know, I love it.
A lot of people in other cities, I think a lot of times, instead of being inspired, I think they're envious and they get upset for some reason. That it's Nashville doesn't seem to be like New York. You know, it's like everyone is congenial, amicable, and like is rooting for each other like a team, versus other areas like New York City. Seems like a lot of times people aren't very appreciative of others' performance.
Yeah, well, I think in Nashville we're very relationship orientated, and you know, I think the truth of it is, I mean, whether you realize it or not, you know, you got to be kind to everybody, because everybody, you know, we help each other. We're family here. You know, we understand how hard it is. And that's, like I said, it's just that Nashville way. It's Nashville attitude. But I totally get what you're saying. People from L.A. and New York think we're crazy, because it's like, man, my best buddy just got Garth Brooks' new single. You know, and the other guy's like, well, heck, I hate that guy. You know, here in Nashville, we're like, heck yeah, man. You know, we're high-fiving and stuff. So I guess it, yeah, it's just the Nashville way.
You know, and that's why I've always said this. Nashville's probably, it is my favorite city in this world. Because, I mean, I only live about maybe 3 hours from Nashville, so I'm fairly close. And I was just there for the last 2 days of this past CMA Fest, I was there. It's like you said, everybody in Nashville is so supportive and they genuinely root for your success. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. No, it's all, we're all friends here. We're all friends.
Right, exactly, and speaking of success, I'm going to say this now. I am so proud of all your success.
Oh, thank you, bud, and likewise, I've seen your guys' show grow, for sure. No, thank you so much. That means a lot.
This show has been crazy, and in less than a month, we're celebrating 5 years on the air, which is just great to me, which is just totally, I mean, if I'm being honest with you, Ash, I didn't even think we'd last 2 weeks, and it's been 5 years, so it's...
Wow, that's amazing, dude. Perseverance, that's great. Good for you. I'm very, very proud, very proud. Keep it up. Do it another 5 years. Not maybe another 50.
Absolutely. And,
I'd love to live 50 more years, trust me.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you both, bud. And the show, I didn't get into it for quote unquote fame. I do it because I genuinely love people. And I genuinely love seeing them succeed. And anything I can possibly do to help that success along, I'm more than happy to do it.
Dude, that's a great attitude to get into any business with. That's awesome, dude. Keep that up.
You know, and I always tell myself, the show is never about me. The second it becomes about me, it's the second I shut it down. So.
Yeah. No, it's true. Well, I think that's the same even for songwriting. You know, when I sit down to write a song, I don't go in that room really for myself or for anybody else. You know, it's like even if I'm writing something personal, I always worry about like the listener and what the listener is thinking, and are they going to relate to this? And you know, let's be honest, really nothing in life is really about you. It's really not.
Right.
It's just
exactly.
Not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's very true. You know, and
it is, yeah.
And, I've slowly realized that over the years, and I remember, oh my God, I remember the first show I ever did until now. It's like night and day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
But you know, and I've told you this a billion times before, but. If there's anything that you need from me, I don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Dude, I appreciate that more than you know. Thank you so much. And you have told me that numerous times before. And every time I've reached out, you've been there to help me out. And I really do appreciate you. And you know, vice versa. Anytime you need anything, you have my number. Just give me a call.
Absolutely. And I know you said you've got somewhere to be soon, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and let you go through it, okay?
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you guys so much again just for having me on and just talking with me, and you know, I'm excited to. It was good talking with you guys and catching up. And, 30 minutes has flown by. But we'll for sure catch up sometime again soon. And I hope, you know, I can, you know, send you both copies of my EP when it comes out. I'd love for y'all to see
Absolutely.
It. I know we're doing a music video, too, here in the next couple weeks. So we'll have a video out and all that good stuff.
Oh, what video? Are you doing in Bakersfield?
Eventually. But we're going to release our first single here in about 2 months. And we're actually, I think Cody probably remembers this song. I don't know if Craig has heard it, but Cody, do you remember my song, Play Like Ken? Look Like Barbie,
I love
Play
that
Like
song.
Ken?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good, good.
Yes,
a lot of people seem to, and I don't know why, but they do, so I'm cool with it. Yeah, we're actually, so that's on my EP, and we actually kind of went in the studio, and we actually redid that entire song. We retracted it and did all kinds of really cool stuff. Like, I'm really excited for you guys to hear this, like, remixed version. I wasn't going to put it on my EP, and then everyone was like, oh, my gosh, that's, like, my favorite song of yours. Like, please put that on there. So I was like, okay, great, we'll do that. So, we've completely remixed that song, so that will be on there. And we're going to do a really, really cool video for it that I think you guys are really going to enjoy watching. It's definitely going to be really fun. So we're in for it. Like I said, we've got a lot going on, and it's going to be a good old time.
Awesome. And
I don't think you have any other time than a good old time, Ashley. No.
Exactly, right? We always have to have a good old time. That's how we roll.
I cannot wait for this EP to drop. And I'm telling you this right now, Ashley.
What's that?
You may or may not hear some of these songs on indie country radio sooner rather than later. So.
Oh, that would be awesome. I appreciate that. There you go, being all wonderful again. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
at least one person thinks I'm more awesome than I actually am.
Well, two people, Cody.
Well, I appreciate you, Craig. Hey, before we do go, though, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, my social media, yes. Of course I want to tell people that. They have to know where they can stalk me on the internet because that's what we all do, and we all know that we do it. Yeah, basically, if y'all listening, and thank you, by the way, for everyone who's listening and who's turned in. If you guys go to www.ashleytaylormusic.com, that's my website, and on there you'll find tour dates, you will find merch, kind of anything you need to know about me. On there, too, there is links to all of my social media. But, yeah, please feel free to, you know, like and follow and send me a message and say, hey, I love meeting new people. And, you know, if you see a show that's in your area, please feel free to come on out and say you, you know, heard me on, you know, on the show. And I'd love to shake your hand and give you a hug and, you know, kiss the baby and meet you and just hang out. So, yeah, feel free to follow me on there. And thank you guys again for having me.
It's been an honor, Ashley. And I'm excited to see you. Well, when I come next to Nashville at one of your shows.
Yes, it will be very fun. We'll have a blast.
Not the type of blast because I remember we hit the air conditioning was blasting so much in the bar that I saw you at.
Yes, the hole in the wall bars.
Yes,
they're beautiful.
Let's just
they're
make
beautiful.
It a warm
you know,
blast.
True.
And next time I'm in Nashville, Ashley, I'm looking you up next time I'm in Nashville.
That sounds like a plan. I will hold you to that.
Sweet. But again, it's been so much fun catching up with you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna let you go so you can get to wherever you're going. But I'll definitely be a talk to you later, okay?
All right, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm actually going to go to a co-write here now, so I'm going to go try to write another hit song for y'all. So, thank you guys so much again. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, and thank you for your time, Ashley.
I'll talk to you later, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys rock.
Bye.
Bye.
I adore that girl. I just completely adore Ashley. That's all I'm going to say right now.
I really enjoyed the show that and meeting her and during CMA Fest week.
We were supposed to have a show tomorrow, but some things happened and that doesn't look like it's going to happen. This coming Tuesday, next Tuesday actually, the 1st, we have our friend Elena joining us, don't we, Craig?
That is going to be a great interview, and just in case some of the viewers didn't know, Elena is going to be performing at Nissan Stadium at the Josie Music Awards.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be so cool. Hey, I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, but I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Talk to you during the week, Cody. Have a good night. Thanks again.
But I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with our lovely friend, Miss Ashley Taylor. As you heard earlier, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have another dear friend of ours coming back for a sort of a catch-up interview, the lovely Miss Elena. And the Tuesday after that, the 8th, we have another returning guest, Dallas Remington, joining us. So I think you guys have heard all the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.